107.7 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and in studio with me is Trish McGregor, Plow and Children's Librarian at Stratford Public Library. How are you, Trish?
I'm really well, Kate. Thanks for having me come in.
Thank you for coming in. It's so good to see you again. So summer reading at the Stratford Public Library is doing insanely well this summer. Is this the best summer we've had yet?
Every summer is the best summer. It just keeps getting better and better. Someone said to me, are we ever going to plateau? And I said, never.
Right.
It's just going to, we learn things every year, how to serve this community better. And I'm so excited. We've had over 1,000 children sign up for the TD Summer Reading Program.
And there's more signing up every day.
Every day. Every day. Yes, it's wonderful. And the best part is the library is buzzing with excitement. It's noisy. It's exciting. And we just love it. We are so happy.
Because libraries are cool again. They're no longer the quiet, hush-hush place that they used to be or that they're portrayed as. The library is a cool place to be.
It absolutely is. The library of my childhood was that shush library, and I was almost afraid to make a mistake. And I tell kids that I want them to make noise because I'm not excited in a quiet way. When I'm excited about something, I make noise. And respectful noise is encouraged at the library. We like it when it's buzzing with activity. It shows that they're excited and they're comfortable in their community space. And that's what it is. It's a community space for people of all ages.
And there's always something going on at the library, always something fun to do. And there are a few ways that kids can get involved in summer reading.
Absolutely. There are three ways. You can go online and you can be part of the Beanstack Challenge, the TD Summer Reading. We have one for readers and one for preschoolers. And that's an app that they can download and then do challenges, earn badges, and they can participate. And that way, if you're at the cottage or you're camping, you still can be connected to your library. The other thing we're doing is the TD Summer Reading that I just mentioned. And it is, they come in. Sign up is so easy. You don't even need your name. You just say how old the child is, have they ever participated before, and maybe tell us what school they go to. And then they get their kit, and their kit has some fun things like stickers and a booklet and some a way to log their readings, some recommended reads from TD. And then we have our game board, and our game board is a Read Your Way Through Summer Challenge. And every 10 days that they read, so they can read 5 minutes or they can read 20 minutes. They set their own personal goal because we want everyone to be included. If they love to read, they can set a goal of half an hour. If reading is a struggle for them and they read 10 minutes a day, that is a really good goal for that child. So they read 10 days, they come into the library, they play a game we're calling Splinko. It's like the Price is Right Plinko, but Stratford Public Library style.
Very cute.
They play the game and they win prizes. The prizes, some of them are ones that the library is providing, and some of them are donated by the community. So we have great support from our community. We have ice cream and popcorn, and McDonald's has given some Happy Meals, and we've got just the most amazing community support. We are so grateful. So they sometimes will win an ice cream, and yeah. They're very excited. That will really motivate the children.
That is the most popular one.
Right, it is. Or the popcorn. They're all really great. Mike's Bowling has given us bowling games. So there are those things like bouncy balls that kids like, but then there's some experience prizes too, and that's wonderful for families. So they do their 10 days, and then if they get to 40 days, they can hand in their game board and get a ballot because they've completed their goal for the summer, and then they're entered into our end of summer reading draw, and there's lots of great things there too. So bigger prizes, yeah. If you can imagine.
Yes.
And then we have, we're going to have an end of summer celebration on August 23rd, and we are going to celebrate all the things with all the people, and it will be lots of fun in the front lawn of the library from 1 till 4, anytime in between. So then the other way they can participate this summer is by coming to our daily programs. Mm-hmm. Most of our programs are drop-in, and they can come to our programs and just enjoy. So that's really family-friendly too. So if they haven't come yet, we're into August now, it's not too late. They can still sign up for the Summer Reading Challenge. They can still come to the programs until August 18th for the programs. It will be our last day of programs will be August 18th.
What's your favorite summer program offered at the library for the kids?
Oh my goodness, I can't. It would be like asking a favorite child. I can't. They're all so good, and there's such a variety of programs for people of all ages. And the program I'm at is the program I like the best.
Yes.
It's just always good and always changing because participants are changing. Drop-in programs mm-hmm. means that it's always a different group and always great to connect with different people. I'm just delighted. I will say that one that is very exciting, is our Exploring Stratford program mm-hmm. on Wednesdays. It's Wednesday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30, and we go out into community and explore different places in community. So we've been on the bus, we've been to the Humane Society, we've been to EMS. Last week we were at the City Hall, and police and fire department came. This week on Wednesday will be the airport. We're Ooh. Going to go out to the airport and see Andy out there, and children will be able to get up close to the airplanes and do some activities. So it is really a great program. The last week we'll be out at the museum. So it's wonderful. Again, community partnerships are amazing. We have the best community in Stratford, and makes all the difference. Yeah,
you really do. Stratford's the best place to live, hands down. So the kids, they're doing really well this summer. Lots to do. But, you know, there's also stuff for teens and adults at the library. How can they get involved at the library this summer?
Excellent. We have a reading challenge similar to the Beanstack Challenge that I was talking about, the TD Summer Reading Challenge for kids. It's called the Canadian Quilt Adult Summer Reading Challenge. Mm. So Robin has set up this great reading challenge on Beanstack. And again, it's that app. She also has paper copies. So if you don't have something to do the app online, you can pick up a paper copy, and then there's all these challenges. So you log your reading, you track your reading, you do some challenges, you learn about the country, some interesting facts about history and places across Canada. So it's almost like going on a trip,
yeah.
but in a literacy way, and it's really quite lovely. And there's some good prizes there too. So it's not just prizes for kids this summer. There's prizes for all ages. So that's for our adults. And then our teen librarian, Brooke, she has all kinds of great things happening. On August the 12th, she's going to do the Family Amazing Race up at Upper Queens. Now, this is a registration program, so you would have to sign up in teams of five. And it's for children ages 8 and up. And it's also, you need a child on your team. It can't be an all-adult team.
Right.
So teams of five, there must be a child on the team, and then you do the challenges and in a friendly competition at Upper Queens Park, and it will be a great event. Brooke also has a new program with the Livery Yard. She's calling it Read a Latte.
Oh, how cute is that?
It is so cute. It's a great partnership. So you can pick up a cup at the Livery Yard or at the library, and she has weekly themes. So you decorate your cup. So it's for participants 9 to 18 years of age, and they decorate their cup on a theme. So for this week, the theme is favorite book character.
Cute.
And then there will be judging. I think people can vote on their favorite cup, and there will be prizes there too. So
that's so cool.
Very, very fun. Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I need to tell you about is the last 2 weeks of the summer, beginning August 21st, Eric in our makerspace bringing back his very popular makerspace multiverse.
Ooh.
So he's setting up the auditorium with all kinds of awesome things. There will be cardboard, there will be toys and things you can take apart. They can get their screwdrivers out and see how things work. And it just is like this messapalooza that you don't have to clean up, parents. You can Sweet. Get messy at the library. And so from day to day, it will just grow. And it is amazing what happens. So for every day from 10:30 to 11:30, kids come in and they create, and then they come back the next day and they take over from there. It's great for community building and exploring and discovering new things. And it goes through the full 2 weeks, so Monday to Friday, every morning. And it's incredible. We never know where it's going to land, but it always lands really fun.
That is super cool. Holy cow. And there's always something to do at the library. No one's ever bored there.
Always something to do at the library. And we're open, any of our open hours. People can come in, they can play in the play area and connect with community there. We've got tinker tables now in the lower floor, so bringing makerspace things down so children can play with those things and discover with those things. There's just all kinds of activity, and we love it when our community comes to see us. This spring, we visited all the schools in Stratford, all the elementary schools, and we are so excited to meet new people. We've had more new people signing up for library cards, and we're just delighted that people are discovering their library and using it in the way that makes sense to them.
And I also got a library card recently. I was so insanely excited about it. And it's just the best. How do people actually get involved and find all the information? Where are they going to find it?
They can come visit us at the library, or they can check our website at splibrary.ca.
Thank you so much for telling us all about what's going on at the library this summer. It's Trish McGregor, Plow and Children's Librarian at the Stratford Public Library.
Thanks so much, Kate, for having me. And we look forward to seeing you and everyone else at the library very soon.